Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Romans chapter 10, verses 8 and 9. The Word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is, the Word of faith we are proclaiming. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Can you really be sure? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. How can we be sure what we believe is true? Jason asked his parents after church. That's a great question, Jason. What made you think of that? Replied his mom. Well, I seem to get along better with some of my friends who don't go to church than I do with the kids at church. I'm wondering, why would God send nice people to hell just because they don't believe in Him? Have you ever thought the same question as Jason? In Romans chapter 10, God deals with the question, how can a person know if they are saved? The Apostle Paul gives this answer. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Paul doesn't say, if you have enough faith, you can do it. His idea of faith starts in your heart and works up to your mouth. At times, the faith in our heart is strong and firm, and what comes out of our mouth is bold and confident. But sometimes the faith in our heart is weak and afraid, and what comes out of our mouth is timid and quiet. It doesn't matter, Paul says. Weak faith and timid words aren't any less pleasing to God than strong faith and bold words. There's nothing about strong and weak here. Big faith, little faith, my faith, your faith, his faith, her faith. There is no difference. Only this: everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. A person can't be saved by simply being nice or trying to be good all the time. Being right with God is a matter of receiving something from God, not doing something for God. It is admitting the truth that Jesus is Lord. It is believing the truth that God raised him from the dead as our Savior and substitute. In other words, it's what you place your faith in that matters. No one can be sure they're saved by trusting in themselves and their own goodness. God's Word tells us to simply look to the cross and empty tomb of Jesus. Here's the proof that the one true God who promised to pay for sin has completed His work and provided a receipt. So, how could we encourage Jason, who has nice friends who don't know Jesus? Remind him that Jesus loves his friends too. Jesus wants Jason to share that good news with them. Then they too can believe the truth that Jesus is their Lord and Savior. We ask for help in prayer. Dear Jesus, help us to call upon you in the day of trouble and deliver us as you have promised. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.